This is the Harrogate Family Law Show. I'm James Stanley, joined in the studio by Ellie from Harrogate Family Law. And we're going to have a look at some of the tips to survive the process that you're going through if you are having to go through this divorce process or separation. What are your top tips?
Well, there's no such thing as an easy breakup, but there are certain things that may make surviving divorce easier. Firstly, we're not here to judge you. Mm-hmm. People often put off instructing a solicitor because they're worried about what he or she may think. They may be slightly embarrassed about the situation. But after years of working with people in that type of situation, there's not a lot that can surprise either me or my colleagues. We've seen it all, and it's not going to surprise us. We're not going to judge you at all. And our job is to give you the expert advice to be able to guide you through the process and achieve the outcome you want. And the earlier you start sharing information with your solicitor and being open and honest, the better. Because once your solicitor is armed with all facts, then they can help you achieve what you want.
Now, fault shouldn't be an issue either, should it, with yourselves?
It shouldn't be an issue. I mean, at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter why the relationship has broken down in terms of the legal position. You know, what you did, what your spouse did, what you didn't do, what you could have done better. It's rarely about one thing when a relationship breaks down. And instead of spending time and money and energy finding someone to blame or something to blame, try and focus on making sure you do everything possible to build and invest in your future and get through the process and build a life for yourself after the marriage has ended.
Now, you mentioned this already this evening as well about not rushing. How important is it to make sure you take your time, you don't jump into things?
It's very important. Don't rush into anything. Take advice, take your time, don't make any hasty decisions. And for example, launching yourself into a new relationship or heading out onto the town to drown your sorrows, it's not really going to help. You need to try and keep a level head during the process and put your energies into deciding what it is you want for you and your family in the future.
How important is it that you're prepared to negotiate as well?
Well, it's a two-way process at the end of the day. It's going to involve compromise and negotiation. So be prepared to negotiate, but don't be a pushover. Life's too short to waste doing battle with your ex. But equally, it's important to know that what is being suggested is fair. So again, that's where the advice comes in, knowing that you've got the parameters of a settlement there and that you're achieving an outcome that at the end of the day is fair.
What about the costs as well? Obviously, there are legal costs. How important is it to be clear on those?
You need to be very clear about the legal costs. A lot of people understandably worry about how much it's going to cost, who's going to foot the bill, where they can get some early advice for free. And certainly we offer an initial free half an hour appointment, so you can talk through the type of issues you're going to face and the options available to you.
So you can survive this process if you're going through it, ultimately. That's what we're saying, isn't it?
That you will. You will survive and you will get through it. No matter how hard things get during the divorce, it will end and you'll come to a stage where you can actually feel as if you can look forward to the future with some confidence.
Brilliant. So if they want to speak to you, if somebody's listening now and they want to get your advice, and you mentioned about the free half an hour, how do they get in touch with you, Harrogate Family?
Well, you can call us on 01423 594 680, or you can also visit our website, which is www.harrogatefamilylaw.co.uk.
Ellie, thank you so much for coming in. It's been a pleasure to speak to you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.